Jason Phillips of the East Sac girls basketball team joining us here on our preseason show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Coach, technology loves us so much that they decided to have us talk twice, but it's great to have you here on the show.
Yeah, you know, it's always something, you know. We can always do this as many times as we need to. Maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be worse, but we'll get her done, right?
Absolutely right. Coach, hard to believe that we are almost here. The season is going to be here soon. Let's start off by just kind of getting your thoughts on the season and how things have been treating you and the girls right before the season starts.
You know, we did a lot of good things over the summer and really enjoyed the girls when we, you know, played. We played quite a few games, and it looks, you know, very promising. We got a lot of young, good girls that are out. We have 23 girls out this year, and, you know, that's always fun. The more people you have out, the more fun you can have, and the better the competition and practice. So, you know, when we talk about that, you know, it's exciting to get the season started. The only thing I really don't like is we play on Friday. You know, that gives us 7-8 practices or 9 practices to get going, and sometimes that's not enough, you know. And but we'll be ready. We'll play and get it going.
Talking about that first game coming up, like you said, it comes up almost too quickly most of the time, and you get enough practices in, but sometimes you don't feel like you're ready. Talk about that first game of the season. Who is it up against, and where are you guys kind of going for that?
You know, we get it at home this year. We always play Storm Lake. You know, it's a big school. You know, the last few years, they're really tall, and they've gotten really athletic here the last couple of years. They got some really good freshmen and sophomores that are playing. So it'll be a challenge. But, you know, we always say that we want to play the best. And if we can, you know, work at getting better and playing the best, that's what we're going to do. So that first game on Friday, next Friday, and that's a JV varsity game. Just fun to play.
You know, and this team this year that you got is going to be interesting. A very large senior class you had last year with some really great leadership. You're going to bring back a lot of really good juniors who are now seniors, bring a lot of great experience. Talk about the girls you have this season, and what does this team kind of look like?
You know, we do. We have 4 seniors out this year. You know, one of them is a Fornix Saint student, and she's very good. She's going to help us. You know, we've got a 4-year starter that's going to be a senior this year, Mary Bontrager. She'll do a great job for us. She's going to lead us. She should lead us in scoring, you know, defense, keeping everybody's heads on straight. We've got 2 other girls, Lily Beckman and Tristan Ludwig. So it's been 4 years. I started coaching 4 years ago, and, you know, I kind of went door to door to make sure that we had enough people to practice, and they volunteered, and they stuck it out. And that's great for them, and it's great for the program, and we're really excited to, you know, that they're seniors and this is their 4th year. And they're excited. You know, they're fun girls. I think we really like each other a lot, you know, as a group. And that makes it fun to practice and play games, even if you're not winning. It's one of those things where, you know, our schedule's really tough. Mm-hmm. And we'll just keep plugging away and we'll try to win as many games as we can. But we're going to get better at the end of the year. And we're always there. And you always have to, you know, prepare for us because we usually end up being fairly good. It's fun, you know, and so with 23 girls, it just makes it even more fun.
Looking at this team, you know, I've had the privilege of seeing this team grow throughout the last 2 or 3 seasons now. A lot of talented girls you do have on this team. You mentioned Mary Bontrager being one of those girls. You look down the line, there's a lot of really great talent overall. When you look at this team so far, you've had a couple of practices now under your belt. What are the kind of the strengths and weaknesses of this team?
We're not real big, but we're pretty feisty. You know, our freshmen and sophomores, they like playing, and they want to shoot the ball, and they want to get after it. The feistiness is great. I think that's something that we're really looking forward to. The other thing is we're all fairly even on talent-wise, so you're going to see probably 10 girls play. I've always said that I wanted to run 10 girls in and out, but I've never really had 10 girls to run in and out. This year we've got 10 girls that we can put in there, and I don't think it's going to drop off, okay? Some of them, you know, are great, but they're good enough to play, and they're going to get a lot of experience, and they're coachable. You know, they want to learn, they want to get better, and that's fun. So, and I keep saying fun because I guess that's the theme of this year. Let's have some fun, and let's get better, and let's just go out and, you know, play hard.
I know you mentioned a little bit about the schedule here this year. From top to bottom, Twin Lakes Conference, always a tough conference, no matter if it's a Newell Fond or a South Central Calhoun or a Sioux Central, or it's an Alto Aurelia or a West Bend Mallard. I mean, from top to bottom, the teams in the Twin Lakes Conference are good. Last year, you guys finished up 6-16. I thought you guys had some really nice competition last year, too. Talk to me about the state of the Twin Lakes Conference this year. What do the teams kind of look like?
Newell Fond, of course, is the cream of the crop. You know, they're probably favored to win it again, but I don't know if they're as good as they have been in the past. You know, they've lost a couple of their really, really good girls, but they're still they're so good. You know, they just keep reloading and reloading. South Central's really tough. You know, they've got some really good seniors that are going to be there. Sioux Central's got some younger kids that can just shoot lights out. You know, Alto Aurelia is getting better. Southeast Valley, they're playing really well. Emmitsburg's, you know, they play such good defense, and their coach is very, you know, she's very good. Manson, you know, they're coached well. They got a couple big girls. So they do the things that they're very good at, and I think each team is very good at certain things. And they use that to their strength to beat people. That's the Twin Lakes, you know. And I think that's great, you know, when we talk about the Twin Lakes. We maybe get a lot of people to the state tournament, but, boy, we're really tough. You know, Pokey's tall. You know, they're just fundamentally sound, and they do their stuff very well. I think on any given night, anybody can win, mm-hmm. unless you're playing maybe Newell. But if you don't prepare for somebody, you're going to get beat. There's, 11 teams in the conference, you know, so that's 10 games that you have to really prepare for. And then when we go on the road or go out of conference, we play a lot of good teams. You know, Cherokee, Kemper, you know, Mapleton, they're very much improved. We picked up a 22nd game. We're going to play Denison this year. You know, it's just good ball. It's always fun to watch, and we'll get after it, and we'll give it our best shot.
And one last thing before we let you go. First time around talking to you, we had talked about the shot clock. You know, that changes up some things a little bit. You know, maybe end-of-game situations, you're going to play 35 seconds into defense instead of stalling out a game for 2 minutes. But shot clock included or excluded, however you want to put it. Talk about just the kind of the scheme of this year's team. You talk about their strengths and weaknesses. What are you going to look to run on both sides of the ball?
You know, we've always ran man defense and zone. It just depends on who we're playing, you know, who we have to guard on the defensive side. And it seems that, like, we're talented at switching, you know, and doing both. I like mixing it up, and the girls know that, and we do a good job of it. Offensively, you know, we might dumb it down a little bit, still do a lot of cutting since we're a little bit littler. But we're going to isolate a little bit more on the weak side and get some one-on-one action over there. And our big girls are a little bit more talented this year. We might score a little bit more inside, and I think that's a plus. But that 35-second clock, you know, it's gonna help people, and it's gonna hurt people. A lot of times, some of the teams that aren't as good, they don't have the ball for 35 seconds because they turn it over. Okay, so you know, and the good teams, they want to shoot it in 15, 20 seconds anyway because they want to get down and get the ball back and shoot it again. So you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I don't know if it'll be as big as disruption as maybe people learning how to run the shot clock, because I've you know, read the instructions, and there's, you know, everybody watches TV, and you know, the shot clock in the NBA is different than the college one. Mm-hmm. The college one is different than the high school one, and you just got to know what you're supposed to do. And I think there'll be first few games there'll be some stoppages, you know, to fix the clock, you know. Or possession or whatever, because mm-hmm. somebody, you know, didn't do it right, which they're learning, which is good. But it'll be fun. It'll mm-hmm. be interesting. And we'll just do the best we can with it.
Coach, thanks so much for spending some time with us. And, of course, we'll talk down the road this season.
You bet. I appreciate it.